Last week, the federal government lifted the last barrier preventing the importation of genetically engineered salmon. The company that pioneered the technology, Aqua Bounty, plans to ship GE fish eggs from Newfoundland to Indiana, where they will be grown into full-sized Atlantic salmon and sold for food. The company's CEO says the fish is no threat to Alaska's wild salmon fisheries. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Aqua Bounty CEO Sylvia Wolf has only been on the job since January. Before that, she was an executive at a major food distributor called U.S. Foods.
U.S. Foods did a lot of work with the Alaska Marketing Group and with Trident, and I actually have been out on boats. And so I have the utmost respect for the Alaskan seafood industry.
Wolf says her company's product, the Aqua Advantage Salmon, fills a different market niche.
This is not a competition with wild Alaskan salmon. This salmon was designed to grow in a land-based system. It would never be able to, it can't survive in the ocean, so the chances of contamination are zero.
The only place in the U.S. that's allowed to grow Aqua Advantage now is the company's landlocked facility in Indiana. Wolf says growing the fish to marketable size will take about 18 months. She says the method has advantages over the ocean pens that most fish farms use.
Because they're in biosecured tanks, they're not exposed to disease or predators or some of the challenges that exist with net pens in the ocean. And so, you know, antibiotic-free is another opportunity here because, we have a biosecured facility. So I think that there's just a real good sustainability story as we move, to an alternative to net pens.
Americans buy a lot of farmed salmon, more than 300,000 metric tons, and nearly all of it is imported, mostly from Chile and Norway. Wolf says the Indiana plant will produce about 1,200 metric tons, a drop in the bucket. Aqua Bounty's goal is to build facilities to produce about 30,000 metric tons of fish in 5 to 7 years, to get about 10% of the farmed market. As she sees it, the bioengineered fish will compete with imported Atlantic salmon.
Because I think wild Alaskan salmon is always going to be different. It's different species. It's caught out of the ocean. It's seasonal. There's a really good story about that. But it can't support us. It can't support the domestic consumption.
Dana Pearls is a food policy campaigner at Friends of the Earth, and she's not at all convinced Aqua Advantage is safe.
No. The genetically engineered salmon is environmentally risky, could contaminate wild salmon populations, and even in landlocked places, the risks of escape are high.
Pearls says a natural disaster could destroy a fish farm, sending engineered salmon into a river or lake that eventually empties into the ocean. She says someone might even steal the bioengineered fish and release it into the wild. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.